From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Governor Andrew Cuomo said June 23rd that, and I quote, the emergency is over, end quote. New York's declaration of emergency expires June 24th. Last week, Cuomo announced he was lifting most COVID-19 restrictions. Almost 70% of New Yorkers have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Cuomo then spent taxpayer money on fireworks displays announced to the public hours before they went off. Then he reopened some buildings, but not the government offices at the state capitol. You can read more about this story in the Times Union. Mario Marroquin reports in the Poughkeepsie Journal about how housing prices continue to skyrocket in the Hudson Valley. In Dutchess County, for instance, the average sales price for a single-family detached home increased by nearly $100,000 in the past year, according to Mid-Hudson Multiple Listing Service. And over the past year, the median sales price and the number of single-family homes sold are up as much as 50% in Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Dutchess, Orange, and Sullivan counties, according to real estate trade group Hudson Gateway Association of Realtors. Stephen Myers and Liz Noonan of the brokerage firm Houlihan Lawrence wrote in early April, and I quote, Westchester, Putnam, and Dutchess counties have remained top choices for city dwellers searching for a more bucolic setting as well as for residents looking to trade up or trade down. Since the pandemic, buyers are less concerned about the distance to the city, end quote. The trends are continuing this year, and housing sales in Dutchess County for the first 5 months of this year outnumber sales for the first 5 months of 2020, 1,310 to 832. And you can read more about this story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Mid-Hudson News reports that Eloise Maxey, the president of the Northern Dutchess NAACP and an outspoken local civil rights leader, died on June 15th. Poughkeepsie Mayor Rob Rollison remembered her as a woman who fought, and I quote, tirelessly and faithfully for racial justice and equality, end quote. Rollison also said, and I quote, she was never afraid in her position as community leader to speak her mind, and I always appreciated that. I got to know her in my days in the town of Poughkeepsie PD and the county legislature and then becoming mayor. Spoke on lots of occasions. She was a very respectful and graceful individual who did so much for all of us. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.